Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea. I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
It is the final hour of the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. Let's try that again. It's the final hour of the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. Steve Starr is hanging out with us. Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And by the way, my apologies to Tom Baudet, who I mispronounced his name.
Whatever. Who cares?
It's Baudet, not Baudet.
Who cares?
Well, you know, he's still leaving the light on for you, Bob. So.
Is he? Is he really leaving the light on for me, though?
Right. He is. And we're leaving the light on for you, too, right here on the Bob Tuscan Show in the last hour. And we're not tired at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Wide awake.
But wide awake, wide awake. And ready to go. We've had our coffee and we're ready for the next 3 hours.
It's our last hour of the show. And I'll have 3 hours.
I'll still be talking to myself when we're off the air, Bob. What am I going to do?
I talk in my sleep. Ask my wife.
I get so fired up on this show, I can't go to sleep. The truth is, sometimes, you know, when we really get into this, I really do get excited. And when we're off the air, I'm going, I mean, I'm still, what did I say that? If you're, hey, you know, like, call up the station and get me back on again. I'm so excited. I am so excited.
Mr. Producer, has Steve ever called in after our show to try to get back on the air again? Hey, it's Steve Starrs again.
I forgot to mention. Yeah. I mispronounced Tom Baudet's name.
I got to come back on. You got to bring me on.
Yeah. But, no, we have a lot of things going on here in this last hour. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We do. In the last hour.
Right.
We will talk about a issue that has been affecting millions of Americans. And that is, you guessed it, the flu.
The flu.
People are getting sick from the flu.
They do that every year.
Yes. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. And they want you to get the flu shot. The powers that shouldn't be want you to get the flu shot.
Yeah.
Well, those flu shots are not very good for you, Steve.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've heard so many stories, and I've had personal relatives and people like that affected by these things. But yes, they are. They can be very, very hazardous for you. And people still get the flu anyway with them.
To say the least. And people get the flu especially because of them, if you ask me.
Yeah,
or they call it, they have flu-like symptoms, whatever that means.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like they're dying, and that's a flu-like symptom. Or like they can't feel anything, and you know, below the neck. Yeah, flu symptom. Mm-hmm. Right. We had, you know, one of my nieces has had some problems, and you know, there's been some situations where there are allergenic issues that they've had family-wise, and she got a shot. I think actually she was got an immunization for meningitis, and broke out in hives, and I mean she was really in a bad situation, and so I mean that wasn't the flu shot, of course, but I don't understand, you know, my. Wife's boss keeps getting flu shots, and he got very sick, had to go to the hospital 1 year because of the flu shot. And the doctor even said this was because of the flu shot, you know, his doctor's physician. This is what caused it. You know, but he still goes back. I don't understand why people do that. You know, but you know, how do you get the idea that, you know, something that they inject into your arm is going to protect you from a variety of different strains of flu? I don't, you know, it's impossible because of the vast number of potential flus that you might come in contact with, or the mutations of the flus that you might come in contact with. I don't get it. Right. I don't know why people inject themselves. Let doctors and people like that stick stuff into your blood like that when you have no idea really what it is. It's very, very scary.
Well, we know the flu shot doesn't work, but what does work? Well, I got a few recommendations.
Okay.
Following our health week. The bottom line is colloidal silver is a great tool to fight the flu. Also, vitamin C. High dosages of vitamin C. High doses, rather, of vitamin C. It's a great way to combat the flu. Make sure that you don't wash your hands with antibacterial soap. I know that sounds counterintuitive. Wash your hands with regular, Dr. Bronner soap is what I use, and warm water. Eat well. Get enough sleep. There you go.
Yeah, that'll help. All those things will help, of course. You know, and then sometimes the flus go around and they get you anyway. But you know, it's part of living. Flus are generally seasonal. They don't.
Stay away from floozies.
Yeah, floozies. You ever heard the joke about the flu bird?
No, tell me.
I can't repeat.
Is it appropriate?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. It's not appropriate for audiences. I mean, it's not that it's totally off-colored. It's just that it uses a few strange words that we don't repeat on the radio because we're a family program and we're decent, honest, hardworking guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are anyways. I'm not.
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm a father now, and I got to tell you, the little one is he's only 18 months, but I got to learn to watch my language. I can do it on the radio, but
yeah, they pick up on those things. They really do.
Anyways, we'll take calls this hour as well. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we'll go to Jerry in Chicago. How's Siberia, Jerry?
Hey, guys. How you doing? We're at about 7 below right now without the wind chill.
What are you complaining about?
Well, I got to go to work tomorrow. Work outside, and it's supposed to be about that cold all day. So, but hey, you know, you guys were talking earlier about the flu shots. And, you know, I'm thinking that these flu shots, I think they affect people's DNA. So when they turn up their microwaves and if you believe in Deborah Tavares and weapons for, quiet weapons for a silent war, or vice versa, silent weapons for a quiet war, I think they can affect people. That's maybe why you're seeing people walk into, like, Maryland shopping malls with a shotgun and blow a few people away and then put the gun on themselves and things like that. I think this is the capabilities they got. That's why they're pushing the flu shots.
Yep, there are a lot of questions about what's going on with these things, too. I think it could be also random testing on specific things, because you could design a very, very large double-blind experiment. You know, a double-blind experiment is when the doctors who are injecting and the patient, neither one, know what they're getting. Because each one of those vials is numbered, and if you have like one vial or two vials out of every 100 that have something else other, an additive that's been put into that that solution, you know, you can watch and trace various things. So you're kind of playing Russian roulette, I think. I've never really trusted the idea that every single one of those vial and vaccinations is the same. And, of course, you know, it's very likely that they could be doing testing on the population by using those things as well. And so, you know, not everybody is going to get some of those heavy diseases or a mediated case of that, depending upon how much their body was susceptible to whatever they're doing with that stuff, you know, Jerry. But I mean, the question is, we have no idea what they're doing with all this stuff and why people are cooperating with it just because it's the color of law. Our daughter was going to a school and she had these, like, I would call them, you know, these were almost like Nazi madams or something like that who were running this medical clinic, and they were demanding that she get a flu shot to go to school, And we said, no, we're not going to do this. And as soon as we said no, they said that they would excuse us or they would not be our treating physicians anymore for anything. Wrote us a letter and had everybody in the clinic sign it. Well, we found another doctor who said, yeah, I don't believe in those things at all. I don't force anybody to take flu shots. If they want one, they can get it. But, you know. So, I mean, people are being suppressed. It's like following orders. It's like they're jackbooted Nazi wenches, you know.
Well, can you hold me over? I got another example from a friend of mine from 5 years ago.
Cool.
Sounds good.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Let's go back to Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I got a friend of mine, and he had been seeing the same physician for about 25, 27 years, and that guy suggested 5 years ago that he might want to consider getting a flu shot. We didn't think nothing of it, and he says, well, you know, you get the flu every couple of years. It never really knocks him down that much. So he decided, well, all right, if you think it's a good idea, he got the flu shot. 9 days later, he was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, a rare form, where he has to get an injection once a month by his wife in his gluteus maximus, and that prescription drug costs $22,000 for a 12-month supply.
Wow.
And here's the guy was a picture of health, and, well, he wasn't a bodybuilder or anything else like that, but he didn't smoke, and you know, he did his fair amount of drinking, but not that much. But, I mean, healthy guy, right weight type and everything else like that. And here, I mean, this is like a crippling disease where if he doesn't get the shot within 5-6 days, he's bedridden. He can't even get out of bed. And then he found out later on that, well, this doctor that suggested the flu shot, well, this doctor or his family or any of the people working at his office, they wouldn't get the flu shot.
Yeah, these doctors won't take their own medicine, right? Exactly.
Yeah. And hey, just real quick, too, you know, you guys are talking about hemp and all the good things about it. I take that microplant powder plus also. And I've been on that stuff for about 2 years. I see nothing wrong with it. I just mix it in with a little bit of water and drink it. Not the best tasting stuff. And if you don't stir it the whole time you're drinking it, you're chewing it at the end, but it's not the worst. But, you know, if you go back to Henry Ford inventing the reciprocating engine, it didn't run on gasoline. It ran on ethanol. And what would be the cheapest plant that you can make ethanol and ferment the ethanol out of on your property? It would have been hemp.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they knew this back in the 30s, and that's one of the reasons why they created marijuana. You know, because they didn't used to call it marijuana. You know, they had to come up with a name that had sort of a derogatory connotation to it. And, you know, I know that very well. I also realize that, you know, I worked at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, you know, a very, very big laboratory that studies renewable energy. We studied everything from solar to wind to geothermal. And we did studies on cash crop acreage to determine, Jerry, just how much you can do with one acre of a crop. And by far, and I've said this before, the government studies verified that obviously hemp was at the very, very top, far superior to everything we could possibly grow in an acre for its usage. And this is one of the reasons why I think the biggest reason why they're fighting it. I don't think it has anything to do with the get high. I think it has everything to do with the usability of this plant. And I've seen that in Colorado, even as we've now have legalized recreational use of marijuana, as well as medical, of course. I still see farmers up in this area who are interested possibly in using this as a product, because we need it with sometimes when we have these droughts and low rain situations and stuff like that. And very few people, even in our community, are aware of how valuable this is as a crop. They were, you know, the United States government was paying 4-H kids to grow it back in World War II because they needed the fiber and the oil. I mean, it's a very valuable crop. It's a crop, as you said.
Well, you know, if you stop and think about this, if God created the earth and he created everything on the earth, you got man, well, not man, you got government, which is man, basically. They're coming out saying that this is no good. We should make this illegal. So he's basically a slap in the face of God if he created this plant. And didn't it say in Genesis, I believe, that he put everything on this planet that would cure the body and keep it disease-free? And this is one of the things. And one other thing before I go, I'm just going to give a shout-out. You know, if we lose this, if John loses this network and we don't get this kind of information, and Paul Drochten put it best, that's when I started giving. He said, if you like what you hear and you learn from what you hear, you know, you put a value on it, you know, give a little, you know, pay back the piper. And that really hit home with me back in the day because, you know, I mean, I can't afford it, but you know, I give, and I give as much as I can when I can. I wish I could give more. I wish I worked 40 hours a week every week so I could, I'd send them $100 a week easy because all of the information I've learned from all of the different hosts on RBN, including you too, Bob,
Are you sure about that? Are you sure?
Except for Bob. Right, I know.
Bob, I had my notebook out all last week when you had your health week, and I was taking notes, and it was unbelievable, especially, you know, you had all of these. And I met Ty Bollinger at a health symposium here in Illinois back in June in Schaumburg, Illinois. And he is just an incredible human being. Man, oh, man. In fact, all of the people at this health symposium, the guest speakers there were just incredible people. Joel Wallet.
Yeah. Were you at the health conference in Chicago? Yeah.
Yeah, the one, it was actually in a suburb of Chicago because Chicago charges too much money and it's a racket. You know, Rom.
Is that the Health Freedom Expo?
Yeah, it was fantastic. And I mean, just some of the things and tips and brochures that I walked out of there with, it was just unbelievable. You know, you follow up and you just take charge of your own health, your own body, and you don't let these bureaucrats tell you, you know, how to run your life and everything else like that. It's, like I say, people, you know, if we lose this, we're going to lose a ton of information that these guys just work on bettering every single day. So, you know, John's in a bind. Let's help him out, and let's keep helping him. What do you think? But, Dave, thanks for taking my call. That was my New Year's Eve pledge, was that I was going to thank you guys for letting me on the air. But
anytime, Jerry, anytime, brother. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you guys. Bye-bye.
Take care. Yeah, I just got Ty's book in the mail. He sent it to me 3 weeks before he came on last week. And he said, when he was coming on the show, did you get the book? I said, no, I didn't get it. He said, I sent it to you 3 weeks ago. I just now got it. Who the heck knows? I don't know. Anyways, it looks really impressive, Steve. He sent me another copy, so if I get an additional copy, I will, maybe I should give it away to a listener. Or maybe I should give it to somebody who needs it, who really needs it. I don't know. I'll figure it out. We're taking more calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to hear from you for the rest of tonight's show. See what's on your mind. Want to comment on any of the aforementioned topics, feel free to do so. Or if you want to just bring up something that we haven't discussed before, maybe debate me on something. That would be nice. Always like that. We'll do that. All right, folks. We'll be right back in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Advertisers, let's give the phrase "in this economy" a rest. What does that mean, anyway? That in this economy you've got a great deal for consumers, but in the next economy, no dice? Maybe you could take a key.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
If you don't have a television, you can still watch the Barry Sotero State of the Union propaganda on YouTube. They'll be streaming it live. So, watch it on YouTube if you want to get your good dose of neurolinguistic programming and propaganda. Hey, we're taking calls for the rest of this show tonight. We've got a half hour to go, and I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Hello, Mark.
How are you and Steve doing tonight? Great to speak with you.
Good deal. How are you doing, Mark?
I am keeping my head above water, not doing it myself. The good Lord has just been very good to me about that. I think he does that for all of us if we do rely upon him. You know, gentlemen, if you go back into the beginning of vaccinations, World War One, the flu pandemic that actually took place back then,
right,
wiped out, I think, somewhere between 50 and 100 million people in the world. There weren't that many people in the world at the time, so it was a significant proportion of people that died from it. But it actually had its beginnings, this world pandemic, on a U.S. military base where troops were being trained, and they were vaccinated for the smallpox. And it just all began to spread. It was like the vaccination was the beginning of the disease, of this worldwide plague. It is not a checkered past that you see when you go into the history of vaccines and the result of vaccines upon the public, but it's all black. From the very beginning, as far as I can tell, all the way back into the early 1900s, it has been used to bring on misery and disease and death and an overall genocidal program by the ancestors of the same ones who are propounding vaccines to be some type of beneficial substance that we can use in order to curtail disease. It really comes from people who, I would just take the President of the United States, for example. You find this phenomena that every word out of their mouth is the opposite of the truth. And you come up from World War One, gentlemen, into, say, the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, back in the early 90s, and if not a majority, around at least half of the people who volunteered into that war, they're gone now. And from the research that I've heard, a lot of this was brought, a lot of this death and sickness, the Gulf War illness out of Gulf War One, was brought about by the vaccinations.
Yep, I've definitely seen the same evidence of that.
Yeah. Now, there was one in particular, Mycoplasma incognito, or Mycoplasma X, which has been looked at, those of us who studied HIV/AIDS, for quite some time, because the supposed, the supposed symptoms and causes of disease associated with HIV are much more prevalent with Mycoplasma X. And we saw a lot of this, and of course, Joyce Riley and other people have actually done a lot of investigation into the possibility, again, of a double-blind experiment where one soldier out of 10 maybe was infected with this, and they were followed over a period of time. Now, the funny thing about it is once they understood what it was, they could combat it with, I believe it was tetracycline. I may be wrong about that, the antibiotic. It was very easy to bring it under control, but it would cause the night sweats, the weight loss, all this kind of stuff. And this was one of the premier Gulf War diseases that was actually identified, believe it or not, by Luc Montagnier, the guy who initially found the HIV virus, and a fellow working for the Armed Forces medical research, Dr. Xiang Lo, I believe was his name. And they both found it about the same time and both identified this as one of those things that looked like it was actually causing the AIDS diseases that HIV was supposed to cause, but actually doing it instead of being a fraud in itself and a manufactured concept to create a viral epidemic, a model that they could actually empower people to do research. I'll get into that whole thing. We talked about it before. But the point is simply that I was saying, Fred, that the Mycoplasma X was very real, and it was identified, and there was virtually no money for research and no money at all. And it looked as though this could have very easily been something that was part of Gulf War syndrome.
Absolutely. In fact, you'd mentioned Joyce Riley. I heard her say, a little over a month ago, I think it was, that she feels the reason she got sick was when she volunteered up to go over, because we'd been attacked on 9/11. So she did go in the service again after she had gone out of the service previously, out of the military. And they gave her quite a round in series of vaccinations. And she, as a nurse, as a qualified nurse, she today can't really attribute it to anything else but those vaccinations that she was given, because she was not in the war theater. She was on aircraft as a flight nurse. And then you have the Gardasil shots, which actually bring about ovarian cancer, the very thing that they're supposed to prevent, as well as just really horrific side effects in all of these young women who have received it in more recent years. And then you go to the Salk vaccine that was given for polio in the early and mid-50s. And, you know, I've heard vaccine researchers say that the majority of the cancers that people have come down with in the 50s or more like perhaps in starting in the 60s through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and still today are dying from the simian HB40 virus. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book you probably are familiar with. Mm-hmm. And she was a researcher into this, and she actually exposed the fact that they were putting deadly virus cultured from monkey viruses, that monkeys that were engendered with or contaminated with the virus, and they passed it on into the vaccine. They did it intentionally. So it's really just another form of genocide. You look at the United Nations, actually, when they go in all of these different countries over the last couple decades at least, the villagers, whether it be India, whether it be parts of Africa, they run. They get the message early on when they saw the results of what these vaccines did. In India, thousands of children have contracted polio from the polio vaccine. So, this, you know, Bill Gates is talking about, and who knows, perhaps they've already done it, actually building mosquitoes genetically that contain vaccines. So, you know, like I said a little earlier, it's really so obviously a genocidal program, and they've come out in their own words, in their own white papers, saying overall, you know, we really want to reduce the population, but they do take pleasure in the misery that they foster upon the human species and other animal species on this planet by various means. And we should never give any legitimacy to vaccines, because if it was done scientifically in a way that actually did promote the upgrade and strengthening of the immune system to ward off an exposure before it ever takes blossom within the body, that would be one thing. But this is just the opposite of that, although they do claim that that is the principle they're following. They want to help us. But everything that they say is that they want to destroy us. And it's really out of the mind of Satan himself. I might have mentioned this before to you, but I've always considered Satan to be, for a long time now, a master of science. These ideas really do originate in the mind of Satan, at least the general marching orders, and he passes it on to his human minions, basically, in the scientific community, those that will go along with him. And he's all about death and destruction, and, you know, it just all adds up as 2 and 2 certainly equals 4, not 5.
Thanks for the call.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Okay, it's the final segment for tonight, and we'll try to squeeze in whatever phone calls. That's right, final segment, and we will squeeze in whatever phone calls we can take. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Fred, how are you, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Fred.
I'm basking in the Michigan moonlight at about 10 below zero tonight.
What are you complaining about?
No, I'm enjoying it, man.
All right.
Yeah, the colder the better, I say.
Cool.
just joshing, right? So, to put the exclamation on Brother Mark's call,
Brother Mark.
I must mention Leonard Horowitz. Emerging viruses, AIDS, and Ebola.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what a piece of propaganda that is.
Yeah.
Really?
We've had problems with Leonard. I've run into... Well, okay.
You must not listen to our shows on AIDS, Fred.
Well, wait a minute. Fred, go ahead. You know, we'll kind of tell you what's going on with Mr. Horowitz.
Okay, well, then there's a book or treatise known as The Molecular Vision of Life, done by some Rockefeller operatives, I think it was UCal Berkeley, if memory serves, quite astonishing. Higgins, a British guy, Higgins, back in the 20s or 30s, did a stellar treatise that, of course, applies today, The Horrors of Vaccinations. And then I wanted to bring up a fellow, Peter Phillips, of, I think it's UCal Sonoma, or maybe it's Cal State Sonoma. Anyhow, he's a brilliant professor who created a yearly report or event known as Project Censored. Project Censored. And J.B. Wells, Coast to Coast AM Saturday Night, interviewed him this past Saturday. Absolutely phenomenal. I hope you guys can interview Professor Phillips sometime. But I don't doubt...
You know what, he emailed me the other day, and I meant to get back to him. I will have to do so per your recommendation. And you mentioned John B. Wells, host of Coast to Coast Saturday Nights. He'll be coming on the show in the near future as well. I talked to him a couple days ago. He's primed to come on.
Great. Hey, by the way, I want to applaud you for, was it Kenneth Rowland you had on a week or so ago? The fellow that was going into all the stellar zero-point technology, Tesla technology, et cetera.
Ken
Rowland. Man, that was one for the ages right there. That you should bring him on like once a month, because everything I heard, I didn't hear the entire interview, but man, how inspiring that was, how motivating to become radioactive in the local community.
Yeah, I mean, he really is a wealth of information. You're right. We ought to have him on regularly.
Please,
Freddie, you ought to listen to our stuff about AIDS, man.
Well, hey, you know what? I tune in whenever I can, and I'll promise you this. If I survive, I'm in a forfeiture scenario with county government. If I survive that, I'll be donating to you and Republic.
You will. You're not, yeah, you're not saying that. You really will.
100 ways. If I survive this forfeiture, it's a litmus test for my knowledge regarding the legalized fraud, extortion, racketeering system, which is all predicated upon a presumed valid implied consent, constructive trust adhesion contract. Because forfeiture means there's some established contract, because all governments, like Clint Richardson says, are corporate operations, and commerce means contract. So no matter what it is, when they're forcing somebody to do something, that's evidence of a presumed valid contract. And they have to prove that I agree to it with informed consent authorization, of course. None of us ever have. So they may just say, I'm a Looney Tune from the far side of the moon, or who knows, maybe I'll get a compliant judge.
Well, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. But yeah, hey, I'm all ears. Go ahead, Steve. Fill me in on the...
Well,
you know.
I mean...
Well, we should go into this. Dr. Leonard Horowitz says he is has a lot of expertise in vaccinations, but he also works...
Yeah, good
works,
stuff. Good stuff he, in, on some level.
Yeah. He works for AIDS Incorporated. He's a member of the Knights of Malta, or another branch organization. The man is a dangerous disinformation agent, and I've known this for, gosh, it's been almost 20 years now.
Quick disclaimer, though, Steve, before you proceed. We don't usually talk about others. You'll notice. You'll never hear us talking about people in this media or alternative media, whatever you want to call it. But this is one of the exceptions that I've made over the years because of the topic itself and the disregard for this issue and how he is
often touted as the spokesperson for the conspiracy take on AIDS. So I want to put that in perspective there, that this is a rare candid moment where you will hear us call a spade in reference to one of these personalities, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. In this case, we've had to expose him because we've caught him working with the very same people, and he's injecting fear into the whole thing. He mentions, of course, in this one this one interview, he says, "I, Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, respecting and representing thousands of scientists and physicians worldwide," and he says he mentions that he's a member of the Sovereign Order, Orthodox Order of the Knights of Malta. Yeah, that's which is affiliated with Knights of Malta of St. John of Jerusalem. As a Levitical priest of the bloodlines of Moses and Yeshua, the Messiah. Okay, he's claiming, again, he's in the Merovingian stuff, you know, talking about being in the priesthood or the bloodlines of the Messiah. "I hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your roles in the creation of AIDS." He created AIDS, in other words, according to Horowitz. Horowitz is a quack. I mean, he's a dangerous quack, too, because he's working with people who, and he got into the health, you know, into the media of the alternative radio, and he had a good spiel for a while. Even Alex, I won't go into it. I'm not going to spread gossip about anything, but there are other talk shows, one of whom has the initials AJ, who've had to get away from him as well. So he does know a lot about vaccinations, but he's also a very dangerous member of a very dark occultic order. And these are the people who perpetuated the AIDS fraud. And he did a lot of work exposing vaccinations. But at the same time, he was actually working as a disinformation agent for AIDS Incorporated. And we caught him by accident in a group email chat with some of the people we knew were working with AIDS Incorporated. And they were discussing what was going on. So this happened purely by accident. But yeah, the man is a dangerous, dangerous person. He is a member of an occultic order.
And we're going to have him on an upcoming show.
I'd love to bring him back up here. I'd love to talk to him about the Knights of Malta and his bloodlines and relations to the Messiah, you know. Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, there you go, folks.
Sorry about that. We don't like to get on anybody too heavy, but this guy is a dangerous person that people need to recognize.
All right.
He's pretty well been discredited for a long time.
Folks, if you want to email me, you can reach me at thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, or you can go to the website. That's one way to do it. There's an email us little button on the right hand side. You can donate to the Bob Tuscan Show as well. Donate to the Tuscan family. It's on the right hand side of the website, bobtuscan.com. BobTuskin.com. Thank you, Steve Stars.
My pleasure. See you Wednesday.
I look forward to it. Until then, folks, have a great night. Love you.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial